We already speed up our show by 4%, right?
Yes, we do.
And now he then listens to it at a speed and a half. So, of course, Kathy Bacon like sounds like a chipmunk at that point in time.
Yeah. I mean, actually, like, I listen to Big Fatty at double speed.
Yes.
And his voicemails.
Yeah, they're just.
I can't understand what they're saying. Blech. They're like really all. It doesn't matter who it is. Kathy Bacon, anybody who's calling in. I don't
know.
Did you
hear him call you out on his show?
Yes, I did not. I was going to get to it.
You two or three weeks later.
You know, actually, the day I listened to it, I had just been thinking. Tonight, I need to, and you know, people are not going to believe me, but I literally, before I start, because I was a little bit behind on episodes, and I saw the Big Fatty icon in my podcast app, and then I thought, oh shit, I've got to go translate those things. And then I turn on the episode, and he goes, yeah, Adam, drop the ball, or whatever he says. You know, I'm like, well, guess I don't have to do it now.
Yeah. You
so, yes, I
down.
Did hear that.
You let down Big Fatty. You should be ashamed
sorry,
of yourself.
Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yeah, they're just
I can't understand what they're saying. Blech.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1642 of the BFO for Monday the 12th of May 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you about the weekend and an update on the Florida trip. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Baklavians. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going. Yes, Big Fatty. It's muggy. It's muggy here in Charleston, man. Y'all, I've got the fan. I've got the rotisserie, not the rotisserie fan. What is that called? Oscillating. The oscillating fan running here in the studio. So, y'all, quite frankly, if that bothers you, just listen on double speed, you know, and it'll bother you half as much. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, I am not a sound Nazi at all. So y'all, if you hear birds in the background or if you hear the fan going, then there's just tough shit skis. Yes, Big Honey. The main thing, of course, as we do on most Mondays, is y'all, we talk about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I guess this was, there are probably maybe three. Three really, 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 really busy weekends at the Cobi. And, y'all, this past weekend was one of those three. And, y'all, I just got to tell you, my feet hurt. My feet hurt. Big Fatty, my feet hurt. Y'all, it's because I was on my feet quite a bit. And, y'all, lots of meetings and lots of events and lots of final last-minute preparations and all kinds of stuff like that. And y'all, it was a whirlwind. It was just a whirlwind. And let me just go back to Thursday. Thursday night, y'all. I don't remember what I did Thursday night. Y'all, it was a busy day, a real busy day on Thursday. Y'all, I may have just come home and collapsed. But, Big Fatty, and y'all been on Friday. Y'all, anytime, a day, a work day. Ooh, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. A work day starts off with a meeting at 8:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, it's going to be a long day. And that's what happened on Friday. After that, came on into the coal mine and was able to finish up some projects and prepare for the busiest day of all, y'all, because Big Fatty had to work on Saturday. Y'all, I had an announcing gig on Saturday. Actually, I had two announcing gigs on Saturday. And, y'all, it's stressful. It's just stressful. And, y'all, I think the older I get, the more I want to be perfect. So when things aren't quite perfect, it probably bothers me more than it should. And everything went well on a Friday. The highlight, I will tell you that the highlight on a Friday was Larry Klein. Larry Klein and I, y'all, we went down to the Greek Festival. They have it twice a year here in Charleston. And so we went down there during our lunch hour. Y'all, I got the gyro sandwich, gyro, or however you pronounce it. And y'all, I decided I was going to get it with the lady says, "What do you want, the French fried potatoes or do you want the Greek potatoes?" And y'all, it's been a long time since I've had French fried potatoes. I said, "Well, what do you suggest?" She says, "Why don't I just give you a little bit of both?" I said, "Yes!" So y'all went down there, and y'all, I'm going to tell you, this gyro sandwich or gyro sandwich, y'all, it was piled high with the beef. And I don't like the tomatoes nor the raw onions on it, so I asked them not to put that on there. Well, y'all, I think they put extra beef on there instead. And y'all, they put that tzatziki sauce on there, and y'all, it was just fantastic. Just fantastic. And Larry Clyde got a he was going to get one of those sandwiches, but he decided he wanted some lamb, I hope Miss Beaver, Miss Kim Beaver. By the way, Mark of the It's All About Med Little Show. I'm not making vomiting sounds before I say Miss Beaver's name. It's just preparing. It's a preparing sound. Beep, ready. Miss Beaver, I hope you're not offended that Larry Clyde had a lamb dinner. Y'all, and it came with the lamb, came with the green beans that they cook. Y'all, they cook it like in tomato sauce, which is I don't know what makes that Greek, but it does. And he had some yellow rice with it, and it came with a Greek garden salad. And y'all, there must have been. 8 slices of lamb on this plate. And y'all, it was huge. It was just huge. And y'all, then we walked around to see, they have all the booths and the vendors and all at the Greek festival. And that, you know, there's always some, Larry, on the microphone, and y'all, they're playing the Greek music and dancing and all this kind of stuff. But y'all, we walked around to the vendors and all this kind of stuff, and we didn't buy anything. But y'all, then we went by the pastry booth. Ready? And Larry Clyde picked up a container of pastries that he was going to give to his mama for Mother's Day. And Big Fatty picked up a container of the baklava. And y'all, that is why you are Baklavians today. Yes, Big Fatty! Some of them were just the regular triangles of the baklava, and some of them were the triangles of the baklava with a little chocolate swirl on top. So, y'all, I got that. This is one time that I treat myself to goodness, and y'all, it's basically that phyllo dough and nuts and honey. And y'all, you know, even though that's got the carbs, it does have the nuts in it, which are good for you. And the honey, if you're going to have sweets, you know, the sweets made with the honey, since it's natural, it's at least better for you rather than the refined sugars. So y'all, we did that and then came back to coal mine and then old Veda. Veda and I went to an event, and y'all, it was just lovely. Y'all, it was hot. It was hot as blue blazes. But y'all, at least there was a breeze blowing. So if you stood in the shade under the trees, you could you wouldn't sweat through your underpants. Big Veda, you don't wear underpants. Well, it's a good thing I was under the trees then. So I wouldn't sweat through the underpants I wasn't wearing. Yes, Big Betty. But anyway, that evening, what did I do that evening? Y'all, I came home, and what did I do on Friday night? Y'all, I think I just had a quiet night here in the Fat Cave. No, I know what it was, y'all. I'd had that gyro sandwich, and I'd had me a piece of baklava once I got home. And, y'all, it was all – I went into a Cobb coma. And, y'all, about 7:30 p.m. in the evening, I'm sitting in my chair, and I'm just drooling down the front of my shirt. And I said, "Big Veda, why don't you just go on to bed?" Because y'all had to be up at 6 a.m. in the morning on Saturday. And so, y'all, I went and I took my go-to-bed pills about 7:30 p.m. in the evening. And, y'all, I turned on the TV machine in the love chamber. And y'all, I just had that on for noise. And y'all, I laid down and I went immediately back into the Cobb coma. And y'all, I was out like a light. Out like a light. And y'all, it was probably a good thing, because I don't have the air conditioner on yet, and I've just got the fans blowing on me. And y'all, if it's a little bit too humid, Big Fatty has a little hard time falling asleep. But y'all, the Cobb coma just put me right to sleep, and y'all, I slept till the alarm clock. No, I take that back. I woke up about 4 a.m. in the morning, because y'all had TT. Yes, Big Betty. And so I got up and did that, and y'all, then I got back into the love chamber, and I slept until the alarm clock went off at 6 a.m. in the morning. And y'all got up and had my brufkas and my coffee, and y'all, then I was off to do my announcing responsibilities. And y'all, I was involved in that from about 7:30 a.m. in the morning until right at noon. Ooh, and then I had a little break from about 12:15 in the afternoon, and y'all, I was back to do my second announcing duties. I went back about 1:45 p.m. in the afternoon, and y'all, that one went till 5:30 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I got home and I was just like, okay. And I had just a little something to eat when I was between the two of them. But y'all, when I got home, y'all, I was hungry. I was just hungry. And I said, I don't want to cook. I don't know what I want. So y'all, I decided I was going to go to the Whole Foods. Big Fatty, does that have a W in it? It does indeed. And y'all, I got over to the shopping center where the Whole Foods is. And y'all, there's a barbecue joint there. It's called the Melvin's Barbecue. And y'all, I said, that's exactly what I want. And y'all, I went in there. and I ordered me a barbecue platter with fried okra. And y'all, they have the biggest, fattest fried onion rings that they dip it in their own batter they have there. And y'all, I know that's more carbs again. But y'all, I just wanted to sit there and eat something greasy and good that was going to fill me up. And y'all, I did that. I did that, and I had me a half and half tea. You know, that's when you mix the sweet and the unsweet tea, because y'all, the sweet tea here is just too damn sweet. And y'all, I ate all that, and y'all, then I decided I was gonna go to the Whole Foods to get a few items. I said no, I'm not gonna do that. And y'all, I came home and stick it with a poke, show had already started and everything. And y'all, I said, I'm gonna draw a warm bath. Big Freddy, there wasn't a razor blade involved, was it? No, there was no razor blade involved, just a warm bath. And y'all, I don't ever take a bath. But I did that, and y'all, I just laid back in the tub, in the warm tub, and I listened to probably the last 20 minutes of the Stick It With a Poke little show. And y'all, it was just very, very, very comforting and relaxing. And y'all, I was belching up that fried onion ring and that fried okra. That Lurie Warbucks taught me to put the pepper sauce on my fried okra, so I did that. And y'all, it was delicious. And so then y'all went out to the Dudley Do-Rights on Saturday night with Granny. And y'all, it was a AARP night. It was just AARP night. Y'all, we walked in there, and there were probably, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 people in there. But of the 8 or 10 people, I would say 6 of them. No, there may have been a dozen people, but I'd say probably about 8 of them were in their 50s or older. And we just kind of said, well, it's getting an older crowd. But, you know, it was early. So, and y'all, then as the evening progressed, all these older men kept coming in. Y'all, it was like there was a tour bus or something. And y'all, they just kept coming in. And there were a few of the little young ones running around also. But, y'all, it was just odd. It was just odd. And y'all came home and went right to sleep, slept like a log. And then Sunday morning, got up and had my brofkas and piddled around the fat cave. And y'all, then I decided I was going to go to the Whole Foods. And y'all, I went and I got me some of the forest bacon, and I got me some hamburger meat and some of the no sugar added coconut milk ice cream. And y'all, I've been cooking Sunday afternoon. I made me some Italian spaghetti, Mussolini spaghetti. And then I cooked me some scrimps. I boiled them. Oh dear gosh, boiled them, and y'all then let them chill. And y'all, I put them in a frying pan with some mushrooms and some of that finishing butter with the herbs and spices, and a little bit of pasta. And y'all, I'm gonna have that for my supper as soon as I finish here. So that was pretty much the weekend. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, it's going to be, I think it's going to be a quiet week. Oh, and I called the Hatterina for Mother's Day. And Squeaky Kitty and Poodle, why don't you close out today's show? Big Betty, Adam, I'd like to know what you thought of today's show.
I can't understand what they're saying.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.